I want to rip off the gag, but I can't, because my hands are still tied, the skin torn from my movements. My legs are tucked underneath me, bound at the ankles. Every part of me aches. My throat is raw. In an instant, it all comes flooding back to me. The man, his baseball cap, perfect white smile. The way his eyes lit up when I told him my name. I never should have told him my name. The way his hand felt on my arm as he gripped it. The awful pain in my head. It still throbs in the same place. My eyes can't adjust to the darkness and burn like 1,000 pieces of sand are stuck on them. I want to rub them, but can't, because my hands are too awkward in the way they are tied. I edge myself up slowly, my bones screaming in protest as I pull myself into sitting position, resting against a spongy wall behind me. I bring my legs up to my chest, wrapping my arms around them as best I can. I furtively scan my surroundings. I can see every inch of the room from my bed. There's thick foam covering every surface, the walls, the ceiling, even the stairs. It's bumpy, like if you threw yourself against it, you'd bounce off. Thick gray shag carpet covers the floor, so thick you could comb it. There's no windows, nothing that speaks of light. Some kind of wall to my left, a narrow staircase, an outline of a toilet in the far right corner. No sink. It smells musty, like dirty socks. "Hey, you're awake." A voice comes out of the darkness and startles me. Panic shoots through me. My head snaps to the side, the outline of a body lying on a cot next to me. "I can call Sarah to take the tape off your mouth, but you can't scream. She'll put it back on if you scream." Her voice sounds kind. Who is she? Who's Sarah? What does she want with me? Why am I here? Do I know her? I squint into the darkness, but it's too dark to make out her face. I'm frozen, can't move, can't speak. I just stare. My heart pounds. I'm dripping in sweat. "Do you want me to call her?" I shake my head. I don't want her to call anyone. I want my mom. Hot tears move down my face. They run over my tape. I'm thirsty. I've never been so thirsty. How long have I been here? Where am I? And then I hear it. Gut-wrenching sobs. But they're not coming from me. My tears are silent. They're coming from the girl on the cot next to me. Why is she crying? Terror rises in my throat. Ella, now.
Tell me about the basement.
He works his jaw as he talks. He has a closed face, the kind that reveals nothing. His white Oxford shirt stretches over his well-toned chest and is tucked into his navy blue pleated pants. A phone is clipped on his black belt. He's already asked me about the basement 3 times. They both keep asking me about the basement. I hate the basement. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to go home. The medicine the doctors gave me makes it hard to think. I can't remember how to breathe. My body is on fire. Everything hurts. When is my mom going to be here? My voice cracks. The other man speaks, the one with the crew cut.
Her flight should be in the air by now. We're having one of our agents meet her at the gate and they'll escort her here.
He checks his watch, a thick plastic one.
As long as traffic is okay, she should be here in about 3 hours.
The nurse pipes up from the corner of the room.
Can I get you anything?
I shake my head. I want everyone to leave me alone. I just want to sleep.